All right, left arm not so orthodox, known as Lanso. This is the greatest podcast in the world, bar none. We have Shishir Hatangadi, ex-Mumbai captain. Should have played for India, could have played for India, but that's a story for another day. But his expertise, which gave him leadership of Mumbai Indians, and then I told Deccan Chargers, and helped a lot of cricketers along the way, superstars of today as well. Mr. Shishir Hatangadi, I ask you this question. Which is the greatest cricket team of all time?
Yeah, well, you want one. So I'll go for Bradman's Invincibles.
Why don't you give us 3-4 and then we'll...
Yeah, okay. So first is Bradman's Invincibles, unbeatable in their time. Also...
So that's 1948.
It's 48. Then also Steve was Invincibles. Amazing team.
That's more 1998-99 onwards.
Yeah, 97-98, I think, onwards. And then, of course, Clive Lloyd's Invincibles. Fire on Babylon team. So, I'll have to... It'll be hard.
So those are the three. What about the present Indian team?
I'd still say work in progress. After New Zealand, I thought that there are a lot of T's to be and yeah, I's to be
that
dotted.
Was a big hole. That's a big hole. Fair enough.
But yeah, a great side. Great Indian side.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So, that is a bit that if they had not lost to New Zealand, it would be right up there maybe. But perhaps they need to go across to different countries and win a little bit more beyond Australia, which was huge. England is pending. South Africa is pending. Pakistan, we can't play at the moment. And these are three big ones that we have to play. And New Zealand. So, I get you what you're saying. Going back to 1948, Invincibles. Take us through the team. Bradman at top. Let's give it the 5-6 star performers.
I'm not going to talk about that team because you are a master at that.
You've got Neil Harvey as a young batsman. Arthur Morris, of course. Yeah.
Keith Miller. I mean, look at that side here. Yeah. That was Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly, yes.
And a great side all the same. I mean, with Bradman there. You see, Bradman was, in those times, he was just step ahead of everybody. So,
but he was 40. Why? This is post-war. He's already 40
years old. And did you know Vijay Hazare made his debut at the age of 31?
Yeah. And did he not make a century in each innings just before that?
Against, watched by Bradman.
Watched by Bradman. And so that's what a count is.
So, yeah. Age was not a factor then. But yeah, I mean, when you talk about that Bradman's team, it only took somebody like somebody staying in Malabar Hill to rattle them with that thing. Yeah.
Come on, bro. What do you say? I mean, just looking back at what my dad used to tell me with Ray Linwell, his perfect action and all that. And the stories of Keith Miller. Keith Miller was his happy larrikin, as they call him. Is it? A quick story. I don't know if it's true, which I heard from an Australian who said that when he was captain of New South Wales, Keith Miller would go onto the park and give one word instruction. To all the fielders, and that was scatter. He would just say scatter. Is it, you think it's true?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the way they played their cricket, you know, because they landed up from late night parties and then went to play cricket. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Miller was a flamboyant playboy.
Apparently, he had two bullets in the back from a war injury, which were not removed.
So they've seen tough lives, you know, they've seen inevitability in war. So cricket was just an avenue to go out and enjoy.
Many kept jobs, Shishir, they went back to work, like Bradman went back to work.
Yes. It's a very interesting thing. A lot of them were postmen, Bill Lorry was a plumber. He heard the news of his captaincy while he was repairing the flush. You know the story? Wow.
The Phantom himself. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Please tell us.
You should love Bill Lorry, you know, because his nose is very Parsi.
Yeah, his nose is Parsi. His way of speaking is like a power.
Lovely walk, good morning, wow, lovely, and
he's one of those commentators who enjoyed all the different teams, you know, get excited about everything.
Accent straight out of Rustam Bagh.
I would say Rustam Bagh with a cross of Deepinti Road,
just below Melly Irani.
The greats. Before we run out of time, just quickly tell us West Indies team of 80s. If you look at it, we've got Greenidge and Haynes. Richardson, Larry Gomes.
Larry Gomes, Clive Lloyd.
Before that, Lawrence Rowe.
Jeffrey Dujon.
And then don't even start.
And then the slow medium bowlers.
Yes. As Imran Khan said, when Holding was bowling and Roberts was on the other end, you would like to take the single to go to pace Roberts. So you can imagine how difficult it was.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that's
did you ever get to face? Did you ever get to face the West Indian?
I got to play some of them in a charity game when it came after a hard night of drinking. So
which is always the best nets.
I was always hoping that, you know, I only play them in charity games and only play them after a hard night of drinking, because just watching them run in was an experience.
So forget. Who bowled to you?
So I played against Malcolm Marshall in a charity game.
Oh my God.
Okay. Incidentally, when I toured Australia with the CCI team, we played against Vincent Benjamin. You know, he was...
Yeah,
he
of
was,
course. Antigua.
And yeah, they were on a scholarship. Carl Hooper, Vincent Benjamin, and there was another fast bowler. I can't remember.
Kenneth Benjamin?
It's all right. Yeah, Kenneth Benjamin and...
Patrick Patterson? Corty Walsh, all the same vintage.
So, but we played on a public park. And believe me, Carl Hooper batted and he was a class act. Yeah. It was like, you know, playing one game in the middle of Azad Maidan. And it took us probably 15 minutes to get the ball.
It's in Australia. Wow.
This is in Australia, in Melbourne, in a public park. The name of the park was Melbourne Crusaders or something, or the team was Melbourne.
Don't worry, our listeners won't double check your authenticity.
It's the 80s. So.
I mean, no problem. We don't mind lies. Fantasy is fun. Okay, quickly. This is a short show. So, Steve Waugh's team, how do they rank? We've got Langer, Hayden, Slater.
They are superb. You see, all these teams had great opening
players. War.
As an opening batsman, I'm...
Shane Warne, Glenn McGrath, Gillespie, Brettley, later on, Damien Fleming.
And then you had Ponting coming in. But
Ponting at six initially, yeah.
Yeah, but great sides. Again, plenty of bowlers to pick up 20 wickets. Again, a great quality with teams. You know, McGrath, Shane Warne, and of course then guys like Gillespie and, you know, guys who caught Andrew Bickell, all contributing for that.
Yeah, they did, of course. And Stuart McGill couldn't get in half the time. And he's as good a bowler.
Yeah, he's got about 200 plus.
Strike rate is almost as good or better than Shane Warne. But just a word, if they clashed, West Indies 80s and Steve Waugh late 90s, if they clashed, would Richards be able to tame Warne?
It'll be a test of, you know, a great team with arrogance versus a great team with skill.
I'll go with skill with my West Indies. Although there was plenty of little bit of arrogance also, but
a tough game. I mean, West Indies have never been arrogant. They've just been so sure of their skill.
Yeah.
I mean, can you? I haven't heard in the good old days. I talked to the greats who played them, the Amarnaths and the Gavaskars. Mm-hmm. They never swore at you.
No,
they're so sure of themselves, you know. And that is the quality of a great side. You know, arrogance, Viv Richards.
But just for me, because Viv Richards is my all-time hero.
Yeah, the last time I saw you bat, you're trying to bat like him.
Yeah, I can walk like him. I can. My stance is like his.
Everything is like him.
Bat like
but
him.
You're batting.
Everything. Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much, Shishir, for joining us on Lanso. We hope to hear from you very often while we're here in this lockdown and beyond that, of course. I think you're the voice of reason and the voice of beauty. If you were a woman, I'd marry you tonight.
How sweet is that? Take your wife's permission before coming anywhere close to me. And make sure you do come close to me after lockdown.
My wife is telling me in a garage sale the moment this lockdown is over. I guarantee you.
Stay safe, guys. And it's been a privilege and a real joy to be on your show. Love you guys.
All right. Cheers, Shish. Thank you so much.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
Bye.